Hey, how's everything going, guys? Welcome to today's show. Today we're going to talk about requesting a loan. Now first, let's listen to our dialogue.
Hello, sir. May I help you?
Yes, I would like some information for requesting a loan.
Very well. Here are the general terms of our loan policies. We pride ourselves in having the lowest interest rate in the country for personal loans.
I see. So let me get this straight. If I borrow, let's say, $10,000, how much will I have to pay each month?
It depends on how long you take to pay it back. If we lend you $10,000 at an annual interest rate of 10% for 48 months, you would have to pay each month a portion of the loan, which is called the principal, and another small portion of the annual interest rate. This, of course, is considering that you don't default on a payment.
It sounds good, but there's just one problem. I have a terrible credit score.
That is a very serious problem, you see. The bank must assess your personal information, past loans, assets, and any other relevant information, such as your credit score, in order to approve your loan.
You know what? I don't really need the money. Thanks anyways.
Okay, I'm back. So this man is in a bank and asking for a loan. Let's look at the dialogue. Hello, sir. May I help you?
你好，先生，有什么能帮您的吗？
Yes, I would like some information for requesting a loan.
是的，我想问一些关于贷款的事情。
I would like
表示我想要怎么怎么样，后面可以接 something 或者是 to do something 表示我想要某物或者是我想要做某事。在这里
，I would like some information
就是我想要一些信息。那关于哪方面的信息呢？后面接 for
requesting a loan，
关于贷款的信息。这里 request a loan 表示贷款，这是一个动词短语。
request
有请求、要求的意思。
loan
在这里做名词表示贷款。
request a loan
就是请求贷款。Loan 这个单词它可以做名词也可以做动词。做名词 Loan， 比如说 A loan of 什么什么，表示多少钱的贷款。再比如说 Take out a loan 就是取得贷款。
Take out
有取出的意思，把贷款取出来了就是你得到了贷款。
Repay a loan
表示偿还贷款。
Pay off a loan
还清贷款。
Bank loan
银行贷款。
Personal loan
个人贷款。
Business loan
企业贷款。我们看下面的例句。
I have a loan of $4,000.
我有一个$4,000的贷款。这句话就相当于
I have a $4,000 loan。
下面补充一个单词 mortgage。
mortgage
表示按揭贷款，就是买房子的时候需要的贷款。多少数目的按揭贷款？
A mortgage of，
of 后面接具体的数目。这个用法和 loan 是一样的，多少数目的贷款叫 a loan of， 多少数目的按揭贷款叫 a mortgage of。 我们看下面例句。
He took out a mortgage of $40,000 to buy the house。
他借了$40,000的按揭贷款来买房子。好，我们继续看对话。
Very well. Here are the general terms of our loan policies.
好的，这是我们贷款政策的一般条款。
General
表示总体的、大致的。
Terms
就是一些条款。
The general terms.
大概的条款，总体的条款。Loan policies 就是贷款政策。这是我们贷款政策的一般条款。
We pride ourselves in having the lowest interest rate in the country for personal loans.
我们自信在国家个人贷款上，我们公司的贷款利率是最低的。那这里 pride oneself in 表示某人在某方面感到很自豪、很自信。那这里
we pride ourselves in having the lowest interest rate
就是拥有最低的贷款利率。
Lowest.
The lowest 表示最低的
Interest rate
表示利率
In the country
在这个国家
For personal loans
关于个人贷款上好下面我们再看一下 Pride oneself in 这个短语表示某人在某方面很自信很开心那比如说
I pride myself in being a non-smoker
我为自己不抽烟而感到骄傲。
I pride myself in always saving lots of money for my paycheck.
我可以说，我为自己总是能够存到很多薪水而感到骄傲。注意 in 后面是接动词的 ing 形式。好，我们继续看对话。
I see. So let me get this straight.
我明白了，那我就直说了。那这里 I see 不是表示我看见了，而是表示我明白了，我知道了。
So let me get this straight.
Straight 它本身的意思是表示直的。那在这里呢，它是表示直说的，直白的。
Let me get this straight
就是那我就直说了。和它短语啊类似的。还有比如说像、cut to the chase 或者是 come to the point 都是表示直奔主题
OK come to the point 或者是 cut to the chase
比如我就直说了你可以说 let me get this straight 或者是
let me come to the point
或者是 let me cut to the chase好我们继续看
If I borrow, let's say, $10,000, how much will I have to pay each month?
如果我借、这里 borrow 表示借它是借入的意思从别人借进来叫 borrow
Let's say,
这里呢是表示、比如说
$10,000,
一万美元
How much will I have to pay?
那我需要、支付多少钱 Each month, 每个月。这时银行的工作人员说
It depends on how long you take to pay it back.
这取决于你呢要多久还清贷款。
Depend
表示取决于根据什么什么而定，后面通常是用 on,
depend on,
就是取决于什么什么事情。当然你也可以单独使用，比如说
it depends,
就是这个呢要根据情况而定
,it depends。
再比如说
it depends on the weather,
这取决于天气。
it depends on how much effort you put into it.
这取决于你在这上面花多少努力。好，我们再看对话。他说
：“It depends on how long you take.
How long you take 就是你花了多长时间。To 后面是接目的
，to pay it back.
Pay it back 表示还清贷款。在这里呢，我们表示还清贷款。怎么理解呢？这里的 it。”It 它指代的就是你的贷款
Pay it back
就是把贷款呢都还回来了，就是还清贷款了，把钱还清了。
It depends on how long you take to pay it back.
我们要注意一下这句话的切分。
It depends on how long you take.
这边要停一下。How long you take.这个呢是放在一起的。How long you take 表示你花了多少时间
to pay it back
来还清贷款。下面
If we lend you $10,000 at an annual rate, at an annual interest rate of 10% for 48 months, you would have to pay each month a portion of the loan, which is called the principal,and another small portion of the annual interest rate.
这句话有点长，我们来拆分开来。
If we lend you $10,000,
就是如果我们借给你一万美元，$10,000是一万美元。因为1,000它是一千，那十个一千呢？十个一千就是一万，所以10,000它是一万的意思。如果我们借给你一万美元
at an annual interest rate of 10%,
就是以10%的年利率。那这里 annual 表示每年的、一年的，所以 annual interest rate 表示年利率。那多少的年利率呢？我们是在后面接个介词 of, 所以这里它是An annual interest rate of 10%, 10% 的年利率。后面
for 48 months,
就是借给你48个月，那就是两年。如果呢我们以10%的年利率借给你一万美元，然后呢是两年的时间。
You would have to pay each month a portion of the loan.
那你不得不支付每个月一小部分的贷款。好，这边
You would have to pay each month a portion of the loan.
那这里 a portion of 就是什么什么的一部分。
A portion of the loan
就是贷款的一部分。Each month, 每个月。这你的 each month, 你可以把它放在句子的后面，这样子会更好理解一些。那就是
You would have to pay a portion of the loan each month.
后面
Which is called the principal.
这里的principal 表示本金，它的意思呢就是说你每个月要支付一部分的贷款本金。贷款本金，这里的 principal 本金，它呢就是指前面的那个贷款 the loan 后面
and another small portion of the annual interest rate
以及另一年的小部分利率
small portion of
就是一小部分
the annual interest rate
就是年利率也就是呢你每个月需要支付一部分的贷款本金以及另一年的小部分利率。
This, of course, is considering that you don't default on a payment.
当然了，这是考虑你不拖欠贷款的情况下。那这里
consider that
就是考虑什么什么事情。
This is considering that you don't defaultOn the pavement.
这里出现一个单词叫做 default. Default 表示不履行或者是违约。它和介词 on 连用 default on 在某一方面违约了。比如说 default on a loan 就是在这个贷款方面违约，那也就是拖欠贷款拖欠贷款。再比如说 default on a debt 就是拖欠债务。我们看例句。
He defaulted on the mortgage because of the bankruptcy.
他由于破产未能按时还房贷。
Mortgage
是我们上面补充的词汇，表示按揭贷款。好，我们继续看对话。B 说 It sounds good, 听起来还不错。But there is just one question. 但是呢，我还有一个问题。I have a terrible credit score. 我的信用评分很差。Terrible 在这里表示糟糕的、差的。Credit score 表示信用分数、信用评分。Credit score.That is a very serious problem. 这是一个非常严重的问题。Serious 表示严重的、严肃的。You see, the bank must assess your personal information. 你知道的，银行必须要评估你的个人信息。这里 assess 表示评估、估算，评估某件事情的性质呀、质量啊 ，assess。那这里 assess one's personal information 就是去评估某人的个人信息。Past loans 过去的贷款。Past 表示过去的、以往的。Past loans 后面 assets assets 就是资产。And any other relevant information.以及其他的相关信息 Relevant 表示相关的 Such as your credit score 比如说你的、个人的这个信用评分 In order to approve your loan 目的是为了什么呢允许你的贷款同意你的贷款 Approve 表示允许同意 In order to 表示目的是什么为了什么就是银行它必须要去评估你的个人信息过去的贷款你的资产以及其他相关的信息比如说你的信用评分高不高呀目的是什么呢就是为了、去看我要不要把这个钱贷给你 In order to approve your loan 下面 You know what? I don't really need the money Thanks anyway 你知道吗我其实不需要这些钱不管怎么样，还是谢谢你。I don't really need the money. 我不是真的需要这些钱的。Thanks anyway. 无论如何也要谢谢你。注意 thanks anyway 呢，它其实、是有点那种，虽然你没有帮助到我，但是我还是要谢谢你的感觉。Thanks anyway. Anyway 表示无论如何。Thanks anyway. 无论如何也要谢谢你。好了，这就是我们今天的所有内容。欢迎你关注我们的微信公众号以及微信视频号“英语主播 Emily”。我们会在每周一、二、三、六早上9点开始直播。最后，我们再来听一下今天的 conversation。
Hello, sir. May I help you?
Yes, I would like some information for requesting a loan.
Very well. Here are the general terms of our loan policies.We pride ourselves in having the lowest interest rate in the country for personal loans.
I see. So let me get this straight. If I borrow, let's say, $10,000, how much will I have to pay each month?
It depends on how long you take to pay it back. If we lend you $10,000 at an annual interest rate of 10% for 48 months, you would have to pay each month a portion of the loan, which is called the principal.And another small portion of the annual interest rate. This, of course, is considering that you don't default on a payment.
It sounds good, but there's just one problem. I have a terrible credit score.
That is a very serious problem, you see. The bank must assess your personal information, past loans, assets, and any other relevant information, such as your credit score, in order to approve your loan.
You know what? I don't really need the money. Thanks anyways.